Brockton remains one of the community's hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us to discuss this further is the city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you as well. And thank you for having me on the show again this week.
Our pleasure as always. So first of all, if we could just get a rundown right now, what are the latest numbers in the city?
Yeah, I mean, we've lost some more Brockton residents. So unfortunately, our loss of life, our death count now is at 303. Total cases overall since the state started calculating now is 5,295. And current active cases, meaning 332 residents have positive coronavirus diagnosis that we know of. So 303 deaths is just really just tragic.
Now, does this also mean that businesses are going to have to kind of roll back some of their reopening plans?
So because we were red and we are red for 3 weeks, we do have to follow the guidelines set by Governor Baker with a rollback. So phase three, step one, how that impacts Brockton, you know, capacity interior is cut to 40%. Gatherings outside now are reduced from 100 to 50. Our municipal skating rink, Asia Skating Rink, has been closed. If it hadn't been, it would have been because of the rollback. So, listen, we're in the thick of things right now. It's not really unique to Brockton, though. We have 77 municipalities in the Commonwealth in red, so it's almost a third of the total amount of municipalities in the state. So, you know, we have to be vigilant, diligent. We had a three-hour school committee meeting, policy subcommittee last night, Dan, to talk about the metrics and the data, and medical consultant Dr. Rick Herman was there to really show us, you know, a breakdown on age groups, and it's really troubling, to be honest with you. A lot of younger people are coming down with positive cases.
And what do you think this is going to mean for the school system in Brockton?
Well, I have to think right now, and you know, I chair the school committee. We have seven great elected school committee members. We're all on the same page. We need to have a healthy, safe environment before we can consider getting back. And anyway, even if that's hybrid. And again, we're really charged right now to make sure that the boys and girls that are learning 100% remote are getting a great education, that the teachers are getting the resources that they need. So I don't forecast in the near future we'll be changing that. You know, we're remote right now. I think we're going to stay there at least for some time so that we can see a decrease in stabilization of the numbers right now. We're not there. We're seeing a lot of hospitalizations in the city of Brockton. I have calls twice a week with Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Signature Hospital as well. So, and the neighborhood health center. So, again, we're rising. We need to minimize. I made a declaration. Of course, you know, I'm a dad of three young kids. Trick or treating. Halloween is Saturday. I strongly discourage anybody trick or treating this year. It's just not the time. Please take a pass if you can. But if you're going to be out there, the state guidelines really dictate what needs to be done. So. And again, Tuesday we have a huge election too, Dan. So, you know, we're working diligently to make sure that people that want to vote in person, you know, in terms of disinfecting and having a safe, healthy environment, and also having law enforcement. I'll have police cruises outside City Hall this weekend. Secretary Galvin asked every municipality to do that. We have a drop box that people can go and drop their ballot in, and we're just going to safeguard that because we saw what happened last weekend in Boston where someone set fire to it. So we're going to take every precaution we need to do with Halloween and with the election coming up on Tuesday as well.
Now, of course, speaking of elections, we're about to wrap up the second week of early voting, the second full week of early voting. How has things gone in the city of Brockton in regards to that?
Phenomenal. I actually went up yesterday, Westgate Mall, inside. This it stops this Tuesday at 4, I mean this Friday, tomorrow at 4:30, 8:30 to 4:30, and then you can't go to Westgate Mall anymore to vote. But it was seamless. It was great. It was just like going to the regular polls when you go on election day. And again, we've had a huge increase of people dropping their ballot in the drop box here at City Hall. Our Elections Commission is doing yeoman's work right now, working diligently to process. So, you know, we just really have to make sure that the process is seamless and that every vote's going to matter, every vote's going to count. And, you know, people feel that if they want to vote in person, that it's going to be a safe, healthy environment. Masks are mandatory. You're not going to get access to any of the polling locations without a mask on. If you don't have one, we'll give you one. But at the end of the day, there's a lot going on right now with COVID-related. And also, you know, we have to keep in mind the flu. Flu season's coming. So we're doing drive-up flu shots free right now in collaboration with CVS outside of Brockton High School for our Brockton Public School students and our city employees. So it's all hands on deck, working together, collaborating, and really trying to stop the spread of this deadly virus in the city of Champions.
Now, this is something I did want to talk to you about that a lot of people have been talking about, and that is the phone alerts that many city residents were receiving lately in regards to COVID.
Yeah, I was actually really excited to be able to work with the state last Friday. We were able to finalize that emergency alert. It went out this week, and I'll tell you, it was loud. The phone rings loud, and then you read it, and it's worked. We've got nothing but positive feedback in the city of Brockton. I know neighboring communities. I know Randolph did it as well, and I do want to thank our friends at the state, DPH, and MEMA, and the command center that are working. And really, listen, it doesn't matter if you live in Brockton or Plimpton or Plymouth or Halifax. You know, we're all in this together, and we need to make sure that we're diligent, vigilant, and just practice what the health professionals are telling us what to do so that we can really stop this deadly virus.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Be safe. I'll talk to you again next week, Dan. Bye-bye.
Indeed. Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.